Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright. Tonight, we have some great stuff. We have Gene Krupa with Roy Eldridge, Woody Herman, Julie London, Ted Heath, and many more. So stick around. Now, to get us started, we have two long cuts here. We have Benny Goodman at the Benny Goodman Jazz Concert. And right now, it's Billie Holiday and Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me.
Do nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seams of other ones' dreams is over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the word of others you've heard, I haven't a chance. True, I've been seen with someone new, but does that mean that I'm untrue? When we're apart, the words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold a thrill. But please do nothing till you hear it from me, and you never will. Someone new, but does that mean that I'm untrue when we're apart? kiss may cloud my memory. Another arms may hold a thrill, but don't do nothing till you hear it from me. And you never will.
Benny Goodman and a wonderful piece of music called Life Goes to a Party. And I'm sorry, the applause track was omitted from this recording. I'm not sure why, but that's what happened. It's a recording made in 1937 at the Benny Goodman Jazz Concert at Carnegie Hall in New York City. Featured solos by Babe Rusin, Benny Goodman, Jess Stacy, and Harry James. And this was one great band, but shortly after this, Gene Krupa left to go elsewhere, as did Harry James. And before that, it was, oh, by the way, this particular recording, Life Goes to a Party, was made to honor a picture series that appeared on the Benny Goodman Orchestra in Life magazine. And we started with Billie Holiday and Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me, 1943 recording from Duke Ellington wrote it back then. And you're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB, and I'm Bill Cartwright. Coming up, we're going to be hearing from Ted Heath. You'll be listening to a song which was made popular by Glenn Miller. We'll have Judy Garland, music from The Wizard of Oz. And right now, it's Michael Feinstein and Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby.
Always late every time we have a date, but I love her. Yes, I love her. I'm gonna walk up to her gate and see if I can get it straight, 'cause I want her. I'm gonna ask her, is you ain't my baby. The way you're acting lately makes me doubt. Yous is still my baby, baby. Seems my flame in your heart's doggone out. A woman is a creature. That's always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you'll find she's gone and made a change. Is you is or is you ain't my baby. Maybe baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby still are blue, and
that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, birds fly over the rainbow, why then, oh why can't I?
That very familiar piece of music was the Ted Heath Orchestra and Little Brown Jug from his CD called A Salute to Glenn Miller. Before that, we heard from Judy Garland with the Victor Young Orchestra, music from The Wizard of Oz. It was, of course, Over the Rainbow, written by E.Y. Harburg and Harold Arlen back in 1939. Very popular song, got on the charts in 1939 up to number 5. And it was on the charts for 12 weeks, long time. We heard from Michael Feinstein and Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby, written by Louis Jordan and Billy Austin in 1944, was in a Louis Jordan film called Follow the Boys. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on 91.7 and 88.5. Coming up, it's going to be Gene Krupa. We'll have Roy Eldridge. And before that will be Woody Herman. And right now, famous tune from a famous singer called Julie London. It's Easy Street.
Easy Street, I'd love to live on Easy Street, nobody works on Easy Street, just lie around all day, just sit and play the horses, life is sweet for folks who live on Easy Street. No weekly payments you must meet, that makes your head turn gray. When opportunity comes knocking, you just keep on with your rockin', 'cause you know your fortune's made. And if the sun makes you perspire, there's a man that you can hire to plant trees so you can have shade on Easy Street. I'm telling every one I meet, if I could live on Easy Street, I'd want no job today, so please go away. The sun makes you perspire, there's a man that you can hire to plant trees so you can have shade on Easy Street. I'm telling every one I meet, if I could live on Street, I'd want no job today, so please go away.
name ain't Joe, my name is Roy.
Well, look here, Roy, and let's get groovy. Say you've been uptown.
No, I haven't been uptown, but I've been around.
You mean to say you ain't been uptown?
No, I haven't been uptown. What's uptown?
It's pleasure you're about, and you feel like stepping out. All you got to shout is let me off of town. If it's rhythm that you feel, then it's nothing to conceal. All you've got to spill is let me off of town. They got rib joints, juke joints, hip joints. Oh, where could a fella go to top it? If you want to pitch a ball, but you can't afford a hall, all you've got to call is let me off of town.
Anita, oh Anita, say I feel something.
What you feel, Roy? The heat?
No, it ain't the heat, it must be that uptown rhythm, cause I feel like blowing.
Well, blow, Roy.
Heard the number 10 tune from 1941. Gene Krupa's orchestra, Roy Eldridge on trumpet, and the singer, of course, Anita O'Day. It was Let Me Off Uptown, written by Red Evans and Earl Bostick in 1941. Before that, it was Woody Herman blowing us out of here with Apple Honey, a song written by Woody. There's the music only. There were no lyrics to this, but very popular. In 1945, got up to number 16 on the hit parade. And we heard from Julie London with a lot of talent went into writing this song. It was Easy Street, written by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer. We're going to take a little break right now. Be back after the break with Patty Austin. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and you're listening to Swing, and we'll be hearing lots more of it in the next 10 minutes. It'll be Billy May. We'll have Joe Grandston here. And as advertised, here's Patty Austin and Honeysuckle Rose.
Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose, when you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose, don't buy sugar, you just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar, so sweet when you stir it up. When you're taking sips from my tasty lips, seems the honey fairly drips. Your confection, goodness knows,
honeysuckle rose. Goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. When you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and I know the reason why you're sweeter. Goodness knows, honeysuckle rose. Don't buy sugar, you just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar. It's so sweet when you stir it up. When I take sips from your tasty lips, seems the honey fan drips. Your confection, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose.
The tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started to hum. Still, it's a real good bet, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't that be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met. Wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't that be fine? Oh, the best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Yes, come the day. I'm gonna teach you to fly. We've only tasted the wine. We're gonna drain that cup dry. Wait till your charms are ripe for these arms to surround. You think you've ground. Wait till you're locked in my embrace. Wait till I draw you near. Wait till you see that sunshine place. Ain't nothing like it here. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't that be fine? Oh, the best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine, and you're gonna be mine.
What a great piece of music. That Say It Isn't So by Billy Mays Orchestra was an Irving Berlin tune. He wrote it back in 1932 and also was made very popular back then by Rudy Vallee and Ozzie Nelson and Connie Boswell. Before that, Joe Granston from his CD, a fairly new CD called Songs of Sinatra, and a Carolyn Lee Cy Coleman tune called, a good one, called The Best Is Yet to Come. Speaking of good ones, we heard from Patty Austin from her CD called For Ella, and it was Honeysuckle Rose. Fats Waller and Andy Razoff wrote it back in 1929. This song on the hit parade by various artists five times between 1933 and 1937. You're listening to Swing on 91.7 and 88.5. And you can hear us worldwide on the web at wvxu.org. Coming up in the next few minutes, we'll be hearing from Harry James Orchestra, from Natalie Cole, and it's Sinatra, Nelson Riddle, and You Make Me Feel So Young.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, 'cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go and play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, 'cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. Ooh, you make me feel so young.
Thank you.
Don Redman wrote it back in 1928. It's called Cherry and was made popular back then by McKinney's Cotton Pickers. And it was re-recorded in 1944 by Harry James. Very popular then, got up to number 4 on the hit parade. Cherry by Harry James. We heard from Natalie Cole, Nat King Cole's daughter, and a song made popular by Nat King Cole called L-O-V-E, written by Burt Kempfert back in 1964. And we heard from Sinatra, Mack Gordon, Joseph Miro tune from 1946, You Make Me Feel So Young. Most popular by Sinatra and also by Dick Hames and in a number of films, including one by Doris Day, another by Vera Ellen. Let's see. We have time for a couple more. Here's a good one. The Four Freshmen and We'll Be Together Again.
No tears, no fears. Remember, there's always tomorrow. So what if we have to part? We'll be together again. Your kiss, your smile, our memories I'll treasure forever. So try thinking with your heart. We'll be together again. Now there'll be times when I know you'll be lonesome. Times when I know sad. Don't let temptation surround you. Don't let the blues make you bad. Someday, some way, we both have a lifetime before us. For parting, not goodbye. We'll be together again.
Well, folks, time's just about up. This is Greg Fields and his orchestra and his rendition of Satin Doll. And we heard from the Four Freshmen, and we'll be together again. And that we will. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Please come back again next weekend, Saturday night, between 10 and 11, for lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.